The recent release of the commercially successful Black Panther movie has initiated a much-needed conversation in America and throughout the world. Did you know about the majesty, elegance, and contributions of African culture? People are leaving the movie theaters around the world feeling as if they had visited this imaginary kingdom. The film is a blessing to our culture, but if we are not careful, it could also become a burden. It may cause young, impressionable minds to accept the movie as fact and not fiction. It would be a tragedy if the outcome of the movie were that local school systems didn't use this as a teachable moment to introduce our students to the outstanding contribution of people from an Afrocentric culture. We would do a disservice to our community if the only introduction they have to the vastness of Afrocentric history is the Black Panther movement. Our young people, particularly in Baltimore, need to learn about the Afrocentric influences that shaped our city and state. They need to know that Dr. Benjamin Quarles once taught at Morgan State College, now University. They need to learn about the Kingdom of Songhe, that during the time when Columbus was venturing to portions of America, that African kingdom was as extensive as what we now know as Europe. They need to learn that America created Afrocentric freedom fighters that used various means to address justice. Hopefully, the Black Panther movement will bring us all back to the understanding of the rich contributions of people from Africa to the culture and history of America and the world. That will only occur if we teach our people the facts and not fiction. This is Reverend Dr. Alvin C. Hathaway, Senior Pastor, Union Baptist Church.